Snowy 2.0 is a multi-billion dollar renewables project, promising to be a crucial part of Australia's national energy grid. It claims to be able to power millions of homes and businesses with pumped hydroelectric power during peak demand. But the project's been plagued with delays and cost blowouts, so there's scepticism that the project will ever pay itself off. So how did it all start? Snowy 2.0 was first announced in 2017 by the Turnbull government.
Our forebears, our parents and grandparents, planned for the future when they built Snowy Hydro. And what we're doing now is completing that vision, building on that vision.
It's an expansion of the original Snowy Hydro scheme that was completed in 1974 at a cost of $820 million. That's about $8.5 billion in today's figures. Snowy 2.0 aims to act as a battery. Excess solar and wind energy in the national grid will be used to pump water uphill from one reservoir to another at a higher elevation. Then, when consumer power demand surge, that water will be released back downhill, generating power through a hydroelectric power station located 800 metres underground. The project was initially slated to cost $2 billion, but its most recent cost has seen it blow out to $12 billion. That's roughly $3 million a day in extra costs. One of the most infamous delays came when the giant tunnel boring machine Florence hit soft ground, causing a sinkhole, and got stuck for nearly a year. Former energy executive Ted Woodley argues these delays, extra infrastructure costs, and the surge in other renewable tech means the costs will never outweigh the benefits.
There's been a dramatic and unbelievable development in battery technology that I think very few people saw. So in the view of myself and other energy experts, Snowy 2 will never pay for itself.
But others argue once it's up and running, Snowy 2.0 will still be an essential part of our power grid. Engineering Professor Andrew Blakers says the project still has huge potential.
When it's finished in 2 or 3 years, it will provide more than 80% of all the energy storage in Australia, all by itself. The fact is that once it's built, it costs almost nothing to run for the next 100 or 200 years.
So when will Snowy 2.0 be up and running? When it was first announced, the Turnbull government hoped it would be turned on in 2021, but that timeline has now blown out by 7 years. A recent breakthrough, literally, has moved the project into a new phase. One of the tunnel boring machines has completed its 6-kilometre journey through hard rock to reach an underground cavern in the Snowy Mountains. It's where the underground power station will now be built over the next few years. Snowy 2.0 is expected to start generating power in late 2027, with the full project expected to be completed in December 2028.